Maybe you're in a difficult time today. If you complain, "I don't think I'll ever get out," that's just going to draw in more defeat. Your declaration should be, "I have grace for this season. I am strong in the Lord. Those who are for me are greater than those that are against me." When you say that, strength comes, courage comes, confidence comes, endurance comes. If you go through a disappointment, a bad break, a loss, don't complain, "I don't know why this happened to me. It's so unfair." That's just going to draw in more self-pity. Your declaration should be, "God promised me beauty for ashes, joy for mourning. I'm not staying here. I'm moving forward. New beginnings are in my future. The rest of my life will be the best of my life." You talk like that, and you're moving toward double for your trouble. You're moving away from self-pity and toward God's goodness in a new way. One of the best things we can do is take a few minutes every morning and make these positive declarations over our lives. Write down not only your dreams, your goals, your vision, but make a list of any area you want to improve in, anything you want to see changed. Put that list on your bathroom mirror, somewhere private. Before you leave the house, declare that over your life. If you struggle with your self-esteem, feeling less than, you need to declare every day, "I am confident. I am valuable. I am one of a kind. I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I am wearing a crown of favor. I am a child of the Most High God." You declare that, and you'll go out with your shoulders back, with your head held high. If you struggle with your weight, declare, "I am in shape. I am healthy. I am full of energy. I weigh what I should weigh." It may not be true right now, but you keep saying it, and you're going to move toward it. Instead of living under a blanket of guilt, condemnation, being focused on past mistakes, declare, "I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am wearing a robe of righteousness. God is pleased with me." The scripture says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." It doesn't say, "Let the weak talk about the weakness, discuss the weakness, call five friends and explain the weakness." You have to send your words out in the direction you want your life to go. When you're in a tough time and somebody asks you how you're doing, don't go through a sad song of everything that's wrong in your life. "Oh man, my back's been hurting. Traffic is bad today. My boss isn't treating me right. The dishwasher broke. Goldfish died. My dog doesn't even like me." All that's going to do is draw in more defeat. Turn it around. Have a report of victory. "I am blessed. I am healthy. I am prosperous. I have the favor of God." What you consistently talk about, you're moving toward. And this is what David did. When he faced Goliath, it looked impossible. All the odds were against him. He could have easily gone around saying, "I know I'm supposed to face Goliath, but look at him. He's twice my size. He's got more experience, more equipment, more talent. I don't see how this is ever going to work out." You can talk yourself out of your destiny. Negative words can keep you from becoming who you were created to be. David looked Goliath in the eyes and said, "You come against me with a sword and a shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. This day I will defeat you and feed your head to the birds of the air." Notice he was prophesying victory. He may have felt fear, but he spoke faith. I can hear David as he's going out to face Goliath. Under his breath, "I am well able. I am anointed. I am equipped. If God be for me, who dare be against me?" He picked up that rock, slung it in his slingshot, and Goliath came tumbling down. When you face giants in life, you have to do as David and prophesy your future. "Cancer, you are no match for me. I will defeat you. This addiction may have been in my family for years, but this is a new day. The buck stops with me. I am the difference maker. I am free. My child may have been off course for a long time, but I know it's only temporary. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There was a man in the scripture named Zerubbabel. He faced a huge mountain, to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem was a big obstacle, with enemies in every direction. But like David, he didn't talk about how impossible it was, how it was never going to work out. He said, "Who are you, O great mountain, that would stand before me? You shall become a mere molehill." He was prophesying his future. The mountain looked big, but he declared it would be flattened out. It would become a molehill. Here's the principle. Don't talk about the mountain, talk to the mountain. Look at that mountain of debt and tell it, "You can't defeat me, you're coming down. I will lend and not borrow. My cup will run over." Whatever mountains you face in life, no matter how big they look, don't shrink back in fear, don't be intimidated. Rise up in faith and tell the mountain, "You're coming down." Tell sickness, "You're temporary." Say to that loneliness, that addiction, that legal problem, "Who are you, O great mountain, to stand before me?" In other words, don't you know who I am, a child of the Most High God? Haven't you read my birth certificate? My Father created the universe. He breathed life into me. He crowned me with His favor. He called me more than a conqueror. That means you can't defeat me. You can't hold me back. O great mountain, you have to come down. I will overcome this illness. I will break this addiction. I will pay my house off. I will see my family restored. I will accomplish my dreams. Prophesy victory. Prophesy breakthroughs. Prophesy what you're believing for.